challenges all over for everyone. We know this relief bill is coming out. People are looking to finally get some financial relief. A brand new set of stress on the nonprofits that have been working here and working with people forever. If you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know that I love St. Vincent de Paul. They have been working to feed, clothe, house, and heal people across Arizona for decades. Joining me is Steve Zabilski from St. Vincent de Paul. Steve, how have things changed for you and how you deliver the necessities that you deliver to people?
Well, it's never been easy, Mike, as you know more than anyone how kind you've been over the years to St. Vincent's. But it's become particularly difficult because our model at St. Vincent de Paul has really been built on embracing people. For example, if you were to come into our kitchen on a regular day, you'd see 50, 60, 70, 80, maybe 100 people in the kitchen closely together, preparing food, chopping food, cooking food. And then you come into our dining rooms, you see the same thing. You'll see hundreds and hundreds of people in a tight, confined environment, sitting 10 to a table, and our many volunteers and so forth there. And obviously, we've had to change all of that, Mike. So it's put a whole new level of stress on, frankly, that we've never seen before or even anticipated before.
One of the changes that have been made is people doing anything but emergency. So elective procedures, even dental procedures, have been canceled for now because of the saving of supplies and personnel. How has that changed what you do with the medical and the dental clinic you have on campus?
Well, we're doing more telemedicine, Mike. I can tell you that right from the start. So that's the number one thing. As you mentioned, in our dental clinic, if it's not an emergency, if someone has a true emergency, then we're going to help them. But if it's not an emergency, we're asking people to wait. In fact, I was down in our family dining room yesterday, and we had the table spread out. And there were people in our dental clinic who were there, our employees and some of our volunteers, who were actually making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because we're having such a demand for food that we're serving in our dining rooms, outside of our dining rooms, I should say, that we've had to redeploy our own staff.
Steve Zabilski joins us from St. Vincent de Paul here in Arizona. For the people that have not been on your campus, I'm always blown away at the different things, how comprehensive you are. When it comes to the homeless ministries you have there, the homeless shelter where people live, and then the day-to-day needs that are filled for people that come in to get toiletries and supplies and clothing and a shower, that's usually a very crowded. Those two spaces are pretty crowded. How have you been able to manage the social distancing and then filling needs for people?
That's a good question, Mike, and we're figuring it out every day. For example, I was over there yesterday, right across the street at our Diane and Bruce Halley Center for Hope and Healing, right across from our main campus. And you're right. Normally, if you would walk in there on any day, you'd find 100 to 140 people in a pretty tight, confined quarters, getting showers and haircuts and toiletries and counseling and so forth. We're really limiting it now to 10 people at a time that can come in. We're having people wait outside. We set up chairs and we set them at a distance apart from one another. And so we're providing water for them and food for them while they're waiting. And we're still trying to see, obviously, as many people as we can, certainly people that are in real need. And but we're making it a safe condition for them, too. Obviously, we want our guests to be safe. This isn't just for employees and volunteers. We want it to be for the homeless men and women who come to us every day.
Steve, I know that it's always tough, and it's a stress. You know, it's tough for people, you know, to keep up with the needs, and it's getting even tougher now. If there are people listening that want to help in some way, what are the different ways that people can help St. Vincent de Paul?
Mike, honestly, the best thing people could do right now is go to our website and support us financially. Usually what you'll hear me say, and you know this, Mike, from the many times we've spoken in the past, is we say, come on down and volunteer at St. Vincent de Paul. We'd love to put you to work. Right now, that's not the best thing that we can do for people. We don't want to take a chance of getting anyone sick. And likewise, we don't want to take a chance of somebody who unknowingly has the virus coming and infecting the homeless population. So really what we're saying is if you go to our website at stvincentdepaul.net, you can help us. We're purchasing more food. We're partnering with restaurants. One of the things that we're doing, I know you know Mary Rose Wilcox. She owns a wonderful restaurant, El Portal. She's delivering food every day for us. Phoenix Coney Grill in Scottsdale is delivering food for us. We have lots of restaurants that are helping us, and so we've been able to partner with them. It enables them to keep their people employed, enables us to keep people fed, and yet we're all doing it in a safe environment.
Well, as I've mentioned many times, the comprehensive way you fill the needs of people in this community and the thousands of meals that you serve around Arizona every day is great work. And I just hope that people will jump on board and help you continue that work, because as it's stressful for the general population, I know it puts a big stress on what you are doing there as well.
Well, you have great listeners, Mike, and your people are very kind. And you yourself, Mike, have been so kind to us for as long as we've known each other. I appreciate very much that you talking about this and making people aware of this, whether it's helping St. Vincent de Paul or any other nonprofit right now that's doing really fine work. And thank you for that, Mike, and thank you to your listeners.
Well, Steve, I always appreciate talking to you, and hope to have next time we talk, it's under better terms.
You bet, Mike. I look forward to that.
All right, thanks. That's Steve Zabilski from St. Vincent de Paul. And over the years, and I'm more and more impressed. Normally, I would say to you, get down to St. Vincent de Paul, because once you see what they are doing and how comprehensive the things they do are, you're going to be blown away. And I still believe that to be true. But it is not it now more than ever, if you're able in some small way. And I will tell you very honestly, no amount of giving is too small, that if there's just a little you can do for someone and you want to have a little bit go a long way, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better organization. So if you want to jump on their website, stvincentdepaul.net, you can donate there. And just wanted to give you one more picture of what people are facing and those that are trying to help.